You're listening to Morning Edition. I'm Brad Aspie. Every Friday, we look into the night sky with Mary Stewart Adams, Program Director of the Headlands International Dark Sky Park in Mackinac City. Hi, Mary.
Hi, Brad.
Now, many times we've been making references to Mother Goose nursery rhymes and their connection to the night skies. Are those references just fun ways of memorizing constellations and patterns in the sky, or is there some other kind of connection?
You know, I think it's fun to have little stories for understanding the night sky, but I do think there's a deeper historical connection between Mother Goose and the night sky. The first historical Mother Goose was actually a French gentleman from the 1600s by the name of Charles Perrault. He was the first one to publish a book that was called Tales and Stories of the Past with Morals, and the subtitle of it was The Tales of Mother Goose. He was an author, and his brother Claude, the two of them worked for King Louis XIV, the so-called Sun King. And while his brother Claude designed the east wing of the Palace of the Louvre, and he also designed the Paris Observatory, you could say this star palace, it was Charles who suggested the 39 fountains in the gardens at Versailles that were based on the 39 fables of Aesop. So you have this lovely connection between architecture and story, morality, and then also the stars. In Charles's rendering of the Tales of Mother Goose, there are many, many familiar rhymes, including the Sing of Song of Sixpence, A Pocket Full of Rye, 4 and 20 Blackbirds Baked in a Pie. This is an easy reference to kind of the environment that people found themselves in. 4 and 20 is a direct reference to the number of the hours in a day. And as the rhyme goes on, we're introduced to the king, which is the constellation Cepheus. He's in his counting house, which is the Milky Way. Then there's the queen, which is the constellation Cassiopeia. She's eating bread and honey, which is a reference to the beehive cluster at the center of the constellation Cancer. And then there's the maid, Virgo, who gets her nose nipped off by a blackbird, the constellation Corvus. And if you look in the sky, you'll see that Corvus the crow is just beneath the Virgo, the maiden.
Wow, a busy May. This is all in the month of May, huh?
All in the month of May, and that's not the only one. You know, Old Mother Goose is said to take flight in this month, and she's astride her gander, which is the constellation Cygnus. So if you look in the sky, you'll see this constellation rising up in the northeast in the evening. And in addition to finding the stars behind Sing a Song of Sixpence, at this month we can also find Hey Diddle Diddle, the cat and the fiddle and the stars, probably one of the most well-known Mother Goose nursery rhymes. A quick run through that one reveals that it's May, pretty specifically, because the cow jumps over the moon. The cow is a reference to the constellation Taurus, and when the moon is new in May, it's said to be in the sign of Taurus, so the cow jumps over the moon. The cat is a reference to Leo the lion, which is chasing the little dog Canis Minor to the west and over the horizon. And then the fiddle can be likened to the lyre, or a stringed instrument, which we see overhead as the constellation Lyra. And it's probably most noticeable because of its brightest star, Vega. The dish and the spoon are the Milky Way and the Big Dipper. In May, you'll notice that just as Cygnus starts to rise up in the northeast, that you can see the Milky Way in that region because Cygnus is flying along the Milky Way. But in May, the Milky Way is as flat around the horizon as it can get, so it's like a plate or a dish that seems to run away from view. This is happening while the Big Dipper is directly overhead, so the dish runs away with the spoon.
Every Friday, we look into the night sky with Mary Stewart Adams, Program Director of the Headlands International Dark Sky Park in Mackinac City. Thank you, Mary.
Thank you, Brad.